This week, we're visiting with sex researchers Dr. William Masters and Mrs. Virginia Johnson. Their new book, The Pleasure Bond, attempts to put their scientific findings about human sexual function into everyday language. Tonight, the subject is marriage and statistics showing that one out of three marriages end in divorce. Masters and Johnson say we need to take that statistic further to show that marriage as an institution is not becoming obsolete. How much further? Dr. Masters.
We are a great culture of numbers. Big, better, and best, or more and most, that sort of thing. And if we can say very blithely one out of every three marriages ends in divorce, we end up with a great big gasp of disapproval or shock and stop there. What we really don't realize is that if these figures are dissected with some degree of statistical security, one finds that there are two types of situation that do lead to divorce in a tremendous percentage of patients, couples, much more than a third. And these are marriages that are consummated and established in the very young, and it can be a combination, marriages that are consummated and established with the financially or socially underprivileged. High percentages of divorce rate here, all of which affects the national average. So that just the divorce statistics per se don't really mean too much. If we had any real significant or successful degree of communication and education of the younger people saying, look, marriage is a pretty serious business and wait just a little bit until you have some more of social security. Just because we can get together as man and woman doesn't necessarily mean a marriage.
But I think you also quote some figures from the Census Bureau which say that there is an accelerated divorce rate, but it's accompanied by an accelerated remarriage
rate. This is the next step.
Dramatic part.
This is the next mm-hmm. step.
Because people who feel good in a marriage relationship, who feel that this is a good place to be, that it works for them. And I doubt if there's anything better that we have devised for mankind in this society so far. I'm open to suggestions, but I would doubt it, because it has so much to do with maintenance of social parameters, the kinds of things that guide our life, give direction to our life. And it's not an arbitrary thing at all, of course. But yes, the drama is in the remarriage rate.
And the further drama is the fact that among those who marry a second time, the divorce rate is infinitely less
they
than
stay
in a
cross-section
married.
Yes.
Of the population.
Well, you know, we all love the statistics. Let me give you the statistic back from your own book. Mm. 80 out of every 100 divorcees remarry.
Right.
And 60 out of those marriages
stay
last.
Married, right. Mm-hmm.
Which really is remarkable to me.
It is, and I think, we're aware of that, so we're very interested in it, but more people should be aware.
Can I ask you to give a definition of love? You do it at various points in the book. It begins, I think, you feel, with vulnerability.
Well,
we won't define love.
I was just going to say, we've never attempted to define love. A couple of times in the book it comes up, and we make the very, we punt, and simply say that, look, love is to all people entirely different things. Entirely different concept and feeling and association. We'd have to let every individual establish their own concept of the word.
But you do make certain points.
But we talk about some of the techniques that can be used to enhance a marriage, the opportunity to grow, and so we use the term vulnerability. Actually, we're talking communication, and that's all that communication is. Good communication. Mm-hmm.
Two people each person allowing the other to know him, to know her, to share. A relationship achieved without exploitation of one person or the other. The kinds of things they do together may not be something that each likes equally, but it's not achieved at the expense of the other. Mm-hmm. That is the kind of baseline, I think. Certainly love can exist in adversity, and I think in deprivation and all sorts of things, because love is an emotional need. It's the fulfillment of an emotional need, and we all have such different backgrounds of our interpretation of love.
What that need is.
What that need is. Yes.
But you also say loyalty is terribly important, and also being true to yourself.
Well, you have to have an identity before you can share it. You have to be very honest about that identity. It's going to backfire on you mm-hmm. at some point. You pretend to be one thing and you feel another. Somewhere along the line, the bind is going to be so intense that the person that shares that your life with you is probably going to get some of the fallout from it.
Mrs. Virginia Johnson and her husband and partner, Dr. William Masters. Tomorrow, sex and marriage. Must it become routine?